You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Our gospel lesson speaks of watchfulness and readiness, and it also speaks of the time in Noah's life when God came to Noah and said, hey, the world's a mess. The world's a mess. Build an ark. And if any of us pay attention to anything Bill Cosby ever did, it's a beautiful, funny story about building the ark and how all the neighbors laughed and joked at this man in the middle of the desert who's building an ark. But he was going to be ready for when the floods came. But what Jesus speaks to us about is the people in the community having no idea. Their lives were going on the way their lives would normally go on. And they weren't paying attention to their relationship to their God. They were certainly paying attention to how they lived. Until one day, the rain started to come and the floodwaters rose. And there they were, drowning in the seas. Jesus tells us this on this first Sunday of Advent in our lectionary readings to remind us that life does go on, but sometimes we get lost in life. We get lost in life and we lose our hope. And what I want to talk about first is what happened to me during the pandemic. As the news would come on daily, we would get the numbers of ill increasing and the numbers of deaths and the numbers of deaths and the numbers of deaths. And we would watch that number tick higher and tick higher and tick higher until suddenly I got numb, that I had to remind myself these were not numbers. These were human beings who were dying. Whether they died of COVID complications or not, and that's a controversy everybody wants to get into, the reality is these were people who were dying. And somehow, through the course of media sharing this story, they became numbers, and I became numb. When Jesus talks to us about waking up, about being alert, it's to recognize when the world numbs us, when the world turns us into complacent people, so that we don't really care about our faith. We don't really care about the babe of Bethlehem. We don't really care about what it means to be a follower of Jesus because we're busy doing our lives. And in the season that we call Advent, media calls Christmas. And we started off with Black Friday sales. And we move through this whole season about how we decorate, how many gifts to buy, what's the latest gift, what does everybody want? And suddenly the season becomes not about the birth of the babe of Bethlehem. It becomes about our Christmas traditions. And we become numb. We become complacent to what the real story is here in our lives. And as Jesus spoke about this necessity for watchfulness, he's reminding us that Christ is going to come again, that there is going to be that time of judgment, that Christ came for our salvation, but Christ will come again for the judgment of the world. And will we be ready? Will we be ready when that time comes? Or will we have become so complacent that we will drown in the waters, or we will burn in the fires, or we will become dust, that God's judgment upon us will be based on our life of faith, our life in Christ? And that we need to be awake. We need to wake up to the reality that the world is the illusion. The real world, our world as followers of Christ, is the kingdom of God, is the reign of Christ. That is the real world. The hope we have is that Christ will come and establish that kingdom in completion one day. We know that will come. We don't know when, but we do need to be ready. We need to have hope in that future world. But how do we live as a people of hope? We live as a people of hope when we live the life Christ calls us to live, which is a life that is based on a relationship not with the world first, but with God first and the world as Christ's servants, as Christ's disciples, as brothers and sisters in Christ, that the world might know something different when they see us, that the world might have hope when they watch how we live, that the world might know Christ when they meet and know us, that we choose to love rather than hate, we choose to hope rather than have despair, that we choose joy over sorrow, or joy in the midst of our sorrow, because sorrow is real, that we choose peace over war or conflict. We're never always going to get along with one another. We're not always going to agree with one another. Right now, we also know that our United Methodist Church is going through its own issues of conflict and separation. But they're still our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are people we went to youth camp with. They are people we taught in youth camp. They are people who are our neighbors who did United Methodist Women together, United Methodist Men together. They are part of the body of Christ. We don't know when Christ will come again, but Christ will know who we are if we are always watchful, always awake to the realities that sometimes we get numb, that sometimes we get complacent, that sometimes we think of Scripture merely as this book that tells this amazing story when it is a living Word of God. That the Word of God is flesh and blood, that we are going to gather around Christ's table to remember Christ who came as a baby in Bethlehem will come again. That God who loved us from the beginning, God who created out of love, came to the earth to show us the way of love, died on the cross because of love, and was resurrected and ascended into heaven and gave us the Holy Spirit, because only through the Holy Spirit can we love as Christ calls us to love. We need to be awake within our hearts to that Holy Spirit. We need to be ready to hope when the world is telling us that things are just all askew, that the economy is a mess, that this is a mess, that this world situation is a mess. The messes are real. The messes are real. But we can get caught up in them to the place of despair or anger or frustration. Or we can see it differently. We can see it with the eyes of Christ. For the day is coming when Christ will come again. The day is coming, and we don't know when. And we can do one of two things. We can live as Christ calls us to live and not worry about what day that is. Or we can be one of those, well, look, there's a disaster over here. Look, there's war over here. Look, there's famine over here. It must be tomorrow. And we spend so much of our time in that space of wondering when it will come that once again, we lose connection to the one who calls us simply to be present to our present life, but present as Christ would be present, awake and alive in hope, alive with joy, alive loving Christ's world, alive being instruments of God's peace. This is the first Sunday of Advent when we lit the Advent candle of hope as we move closer and closer to the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus. May this time of preparation be a time when we gather into ourselves that light, that hope, that we wake up to the places in our own hearts that we find judgment, that we find despair, that we find fear, that we find anger, and allow Christ's light to move into them and bring healing and bring hope, so that we too can shine forth that light for the world. I'm here to tell you that I believe in the God who loved us enough to come to earth and die for us. And I believe that that God will bring about the reign of God here on earth. And I believe that God is going to use each and every one of us as instruments in that bringing forth the new reign, the new kingdom, the new heaven, and the new earth. I have hope in God's church. I have hope in God's people. I have hope for the world because I know who my Redeemer is. And this morning, may we feast at this table, remembering our hope. Are we ready to hope? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.